Welcome to a special edition of Lending a Hand. This is a Sales 101 edition brought to you by the one and only Clayton Holmes. Whether you're here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and want to come visit me, Keaton Linder, or you're down in New Iberia, and you want to go visit my friend Justin or Jackpot. Maybe you're over in near San Antonio, and you want to go visit a good friend of mine, Ed. He might be playing some golf. Or hey, maybe you're up in Fort Smith, Arkansas, my old stomping grounds. You got to go visit Cesare or a good friend of mine, Landon. Again, we are Clayton Holmes, and this is a special Sales 101 edition. Now let's get on with the show, everybody. Hello, beautiful people. How are you doing? Obviously, this is Lending a Hand, as you just heard. And we've got a really special sales edition. If this is your first time listening to the show, maybe you're one of those salespeople that I mentioned previously. This is a podcast, and basically what it is a talk show. I'm not going to make this episode very long, but I'm going to touch on some really key points. Not even, you know, I hope I can provide you value. That's always the goal on Lending a Hand, is to lend a hand, provide value. So as you're listening to this, make sure to feel free to go over to Facebook or Instagram, go over to YouTube, Twitter, and give me an ad at Keaton Linder. You can just Google me. I would love to hear comments, questions. You can actually, in the link, send us a voice message. But this is a podcast, and while you may not like just listening to my beautiful voice, I'm just kidding. There's a lot of value here because you can do a podcast while you do multiple things. Maybe you're on the escalator. Maybe you're walking the dog. Maybe you're like me and I'm at the gym right now recording this because we've got a little bit of a layover before this evening. We are just finishing up some lunch here at the hotel and getting ready to leave. Most people have already headed out, but I'm sitting here with another home consultant, Taylor Green, and we're just trying to digest everything, talk about the week, sales. It's been an interesting one. What'd you take most from this week, Taylor?
I would say that I took away the customer experience factor. You know, when you're thinking about customer service, and that's, you know, truly what this job is customer service. But it's more than just customer service. It's about truly caring for each customer and going above and beyond for their needs and getting to know them and making a relationship with them. And you know, I care for all of my customers, but when you're really truly learning about them and learning what they need,
who they are,
exactly who they are,
what drives them as an individual,
exactly, you really learn to, when you get to know them, you're figuring out really truly what kind of home they need. We have so many options, and some of the houses alone have hundreds of options. You can truly fit them into something that would be best for their family by having a relationship with them. And that's something that it's important to me, and to learn how much more there really is to know. You know, it, something that was said in classes, you don't know what you don't know. And that hit me, you know, that was something that meant a lot to me.
What was that other thing that was said in class? Because this is exactly what hit home to me too, but about the hugs.
I know you know it.
Oh, yes. So, you know, when Tony was talking, he said, hugs first, then the checks. You know, if you don't have enough hugs, then you're not going to get enough checks. And that hit home too. You know, that's very important. When you care for your customers and you just truly take care of who they are, what they need, that money will come to you.
And the really good corporations, big companies, I love that they're now doing this, because salespeople back in the day, we were sleazy. You know, we were just a bunch of slime balls trying to make money like the badger in the video, right?
Yeah.
However, now I do believe, and this is a great long-term plan, mm-hmm. is care for your customers and just know who they are and care about them. It's not hard. Too many people are just in it for the money. But
agreed.
Where are you from here in Texas again, Taylor?
I'm in San Angelo.
And do you have Instagram or Facebook or anything if anybody wants to follow you?
Yeah, I do. I've got both Facebook and Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram much lately, but I need to pick that back up.
Where can they find you?
Good question. I have to look into that.
I'll let you look that up on your phone, and I'll tag you. Just in case you need a home in San Angelo. I'm saying that right, San Angelo.
Yeah, San Angelo.
That'd be great. That's interesting.
I'd love to talk with you.
Wonderful. Hey, we'll be back with a little bit more. Before we really dive into the value of this episode, I want to give you a little bit of backstory. Because if you aren't following me on social media, then you won't know. But we are here in Dallas, Texas for Clayton Homes Sales 101 meeting. It's basically an orientation class that we have to do for Clayton. But I've been to many sales classes, taken many of classes, and I've got to admit this was a very well-taught course. I want to, you know, definitely thank Tony, David, and Jared for teaching this course. Tony being one of the main leads. I would say he's been here the longest out of anybody that was here this weekend. And so we learned a lot from him. And I'm going to touch base on a few of those things. Not to teach you. I mean, I hope you learned something. But mostly from my own recollection. As Tony said, if you were in that class, we had 25 sales people, men and women. But as Tony said, we're going to forget a lot of this. Or most of us are going to go back to our old ways. And, you know, I want to be that person that doesn't go back to their old ways. Because just seeing a different perspective and seeing all the other stores that we have in our company and gave me an entirely new idea of what's possible. So, a little bit of background. If you don't know, I've been working at Clayton Homes selling manufactured homes as a home consultant since August the 2nd. Obviously, this brand that we run here on the podcast, Lending a Hand, is one of my other businesses where we do social media marketing. We show people how to get sales online. And at the base of every business, something we kind of talked about this week, every business needs what? Sales. Being in sales, I love this because I will always be in demand if I'm a good salesman. If I'm not a good salesman, that's a different story. But if you are a good salesman, you can always learn to sell anything. And sales will always be around because companies will always need sales before anything else. You need sales before research and development. You need sales before you start marketing. You need sales. I would argue you need marketing and sales together. Step back a second. You need sales in order to develop new technology. You need sales in order to pay your employees in HR. You need sales for everything. And that's why this is a special sales edition episode, because the things we learned here from Tony, and I would imagine Tony, he has made millions of dollars in his life. So you will hear a little bit of a recording that I took from Tony and Jared at the very end of this episode, a 5-minute clip. If you do want to fast forward, you can do that on a podcast. I know there's a few people that are listening for the first time. And I want to say thank you first off. Most podcasts that I do have guests on there. We haven't got a ton of people to ask questions, but I will play those as they come along and through the show. But guys, sales are everything. And I'm so damn passionate about it because I think it's the most practical time to be in sales in the history of mankind. So what do I mean by that? Well, practicality is something that is a feasible... The definition. Let's take a moment here. Take out your phone, your laptop. Do this with me. Define practicality and see what comes up. It's the quality or state of being practical. the aspects of a situation that involved actually doing or experiencing something rather than theories or ideas. Practicality. It is so practical to be a salesman right now because we have all the tools available with the internet. You can sell e-commerce like my friend Josh, who I hope you reach out, Josh, because I want to help you, man. You can sell to different companies like I do. I still make income. I don't really put a lot of work into it now. Did last year, 2018, but I work with Diversified Robotic, an AI company. I get income from them, as well as Clayton, as well as my marketing business, and as well as the podcast here. And, you know, if you do want to drop a donation, you know we love that. Become a monthly subscriber, that'd be great. But that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to sell you on that. We're not, because I don't care if you listen to this once or you subscribe to every episode. My whole goal is to put this down in the world, out there in the world, so that maybe in 10, 20 years I can come back and say, wow, I put it out there and that was me in 2019. And I love that. I find a lot of value in that personally. I know that's scary to most people, but that's the world we live in. This technology is there, and I just think it's going to be so cool, rather than looking back at pictures and videos, that you can go and listen to ideas that we were thinking about. So, have that in mind. We're going to be right back after a quick little break, and we're going to get into some of the details about listening and some of the experiences we had this weekend. All right, guys, I'll be right back with Lending a Hand. I need to take bigger breaths in between sentences. I'm sitting here with another Taylor now, Civils. You heard from Taylor Green earlier in the show. And I'm analyzing some of this episode as I'm redoing it. I'm adding this segment in. And remember, the last 5 minutes of this episode is a special clip from our sales course with Jared and David Hart. Jared Stockton, that is. What do you think, Taylor? I know you weren't in the Sales 101 course, but I talk with you a lot about this all the time. How do you feel about sales? Because you don't have a sales job at the moment. You're selling yourself because you're an actress. But how do you feel about sales? Just talk freely.
I think that sales are very important, and they're a great way to give you leverage in life and get the freedom to kind of live out what you love. Some people like material things, other people like experiences, and money gives you the freedom to do that, but you can't really have that without sales. And it allows you the flexibility while you have a day job that's more stable too.
I think that's most important, because the first part of that I would kind of disagree. You can make money in one job that isn't sales. There's a lot of doctors, lawyers, engineers out there that make a lot of good money, a lot more than I do, a lot more than we do. But yeah, the second part of that is true. Sales can be a great side hustle. They're always going to be in need. Because every business needs what?
Sales.
It's pretty basic, y'all. So, anyways, some details from this week, because it was a really fun one. So much information learned. I'm still going over my notes. And, you know, ultimately, I think it's just how to care for people more. To how to see it from their point of view always in sales, and not your own, not mine, not the salesman's, because the salesman wants to make a sale. We can all agree on that. The customer doesn't necessarily want to buy from that salesman. So when you can get people to buy into you and buy into your brand, your business, your product, you as a person, Taylor, Miss Actress over here, my girlfriend, she's an amateur actor, actress.
Aspiring.
That is a better word. You're right. Warren Buffett. Blooper reel. No, we don't have bloopers on the show. Warren Buffett gets paid seven or eight different ways when we sell a Clayton home. And I think sales are the most practical way to have multiple streams of income. Like if you're investing in stocks or your 401k, do you put it all into Walmart or Amazon or Apple? No, you diversify. Sales, you can do the same thing. Why would you put all your eggs in one basket? Now, understand what I'm saying here, everybody, because this is my podcast, our brand's podcast, Lending a Hand. I work at Clayton full-time, 50 hours a week. We put 40, but we all know we work from home. So I also do this as well. I have a couple of people that help me out, a small little team in Hot Springs that help me design Facebook and Instagram ads and help people brand and consult others. But I'm using myself as an example, obviously, because this is Lending a Hand and because I got an interesting question earlier. And it was, you know, how many, in theory, streams of income could you have if you're selling a product or a service? Well, unlimited. Because everybody, you can literally have unlimited amounts of products. You can have Victoria's Secret, you can have vitamin C, you can have this awesome face mask that Aldo, shout out, gave to me. By the way, everybody, if you're interested, we're going to try and plan a spring trip to Mexico. Puerto Vallarta. But yeah, this vitamin C face mask that from Dr. Wellness that Aldo let me use. Or if you're selling a service, like my service is helping others gain attention through marketing, through social media. But you can have more than one service as well, because you can also, maybe you go and walk people's dogs, or maybe you Uber, maybe you help people work out. Those are all services, and you can do all three of those. And I just think it's so practical, everybody, because we've all got skills. And we can all put them to use and give value to other people. So now we're going to wrap up the show. Remember, after the final little next few minutes, you'll be able to listen to a quick conversation about Clayton Homes with Jared and David. The audio is not great on it. I apologize, but it is still, there's a lot of value there and understanding of who Clayton is. Now is the value portion of this episode. Like I had mentioned before, we always try to lend a hand, add value, whether that's entertaining or whether you get and gain knowledge or whether I can, you know, assist you later on in business or life. You know, you got to reach out. You got to engage with us and interact. Because I understand this is a one-way street right now, that I'm the only one talking. Well, we've got my girlfriend Taylor here.
Hey, everybody.
And I'm going to ask her a question because I'm going to ask each and every one of you. And that's, how do I add value, or how can I add value to your life?
Well, you're my boyfriend, so, I mean...
Yes, you're biased. I'm beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Exactly. You provide value by entertaining me and... You are good at teaching people things.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I could hear you give me compliments all day.
Well, I'm learning a lot more about marketing, which I don't really have the salesman mindset. I kind of have, I've got a great job during the day, but at the end of the day, it's still a corporate type thing. And whenever you do entrepreneurial stuff, your mindset has to be completely flipped. And I never really learned how to deal with, like, notice the difference and recognize it and implement it and still be able to be both until I actually learn from one of the best.
Ooh, I Don't know who you're talking about, but thank
not
you.
Him.
Not
him.
No. No, I'm not one of the best. Maybe one day. And that's why I'm documenting this process, everybody. That's why I'm putting this on out there in the world. This is episode 83 of Lending a Hand. We have episodes with people from TED Talks. We have episodes with millionaires. We have episodes with people all over the world. From LA to Australia. Feel free to go and check back, take a look at some. If we do add value to your life, please reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just talk with us. I've got a couple people on my team that help me now, but I'm typically the one responding back to messages on any of the platforms. So if you reach out to us, I have kind of a special unique talent that it's not even a talent. It's just that I actually put my fingers to use and type back, or I will send you a voice message back. Some people think that's weird, but also it's the value of using social media, guys. Not just for sales, but for connecting with others in life. And I hope you gained some value from this episode of Lending a Hand. If you did, I would ask you to become a monthly subscriber and donate some money. As little as 99 cents works. There's a link in the bio. But if not, no big deal. We still love each and every one of you. If you are a small business, reach out to us. And we offer free consultation, first-time visit, just to get an idea of what your business needs. And again, we just want to lend a hand, everybody. Thanks for listening. Taylor, do you have any last-minute sayings or things for the audience?
No.
No?
No.
You can find Taylor Civils at Taylor Civils, SIVILS, on Instagram or
Instagram,
Facebook.
YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
She's out there. She's getting it done. All right, everybody. Stay tuned after the music, and we've got a special little talk. See ya, Clayton, and really enjoyed meeting all of you wonderful people this week at Clayton Homes. Shout out, and I look forward to talking with more of you on our next trip. Let's go!
Aspect of things that allows us to develop some programs and keep programs in place that other lenders don't have available. From the factory side of things, when we have an idea, maybe 10 years, I think it was about 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, about True Homes. And so we're able to take that leap of faith to develop a factory that nobody else is really doing. We have the backing to do that. Where we see the opportunity to open up a new store, whether it be in a new market or whether it be an opportunity to build on an existing market that we're in, we have the opportunity to do that as well. So there's, go ahead.
So you say like, we got the opportunity, but we also sell to individuals as well.
So individuals
can carry True Homes and stuff.
Well, absolutely. But so, and that's gonna be there. The factories are gonna have their options to sell whoever it may be, but I'm talking about from the corporate backing standpoint, yes. We, and don't get concerned with the factories being able to sell houses to independents, because that's, you have plenty of opportunities to sell your houses. So whether it be the True factories or whether it be other factories, that doesn't matter. And so them being able to sell to independents is just for the factory's point of view and to keep things going as far as they're concerned. But it's not something that is a big issue from our standpoint, so to speak. So, but with the backing that we have, it gives us the ability, as far as a corporation, to do things of that nature.
Okay, one thing more. So this comes up a lot. We have these independent dealers down the street who have a Clayton wrap showing where they sell Clayton homes to, right? You have a customer comes in and says, we sell that exact same house down the street somewhere else, right? So what do you do in that situation?
We have Energy Smart.
Yep. Right? That's true, right? Independents cannot order Energy Smart. Right. Before we go down that route, why would Jim Clayton, this is Kevin Clayton's father who founded the company, why would he allow independent dealers to sell Clayton homes?
Take over the home market.
What's that?
Take the home market over?
Could be. Competition is good for our customers. We want to give the most value and deal for our customers. Jim Clayton could have very easily said, nope, we're going to build manufactured homes for Clayton and just sell to Clayton. No, competition is good. Also, though, because we're Clayton Retail, we do things a little bit differently. Here at Clayton Homes, what do we do differently?
Customer service.
Okay, you could say that. Here's what we know. Manufacturing tells us that independent dealers, typically when they order a home, will order it with less options. On average, 2,500 plus more than what we do. We set a little bit different standard. We pack our walls full of insulation, right? We have those energy saving features, all those things that we do differently. So it's not about comparing price to price, it's the actual home to home. Even though it comes from Clayton Manufacturing, it doesn't mean it's the same house, right? Same floor plan, different features. So just want to, I know that comes up a lot. Also, too, going back to vertical integration, thinking about storytelling, why would vertical integration be important to our story?
What is that?
Great question. So we're vertically integrated. Not only do we sell our homes, we build our homes,
okay,
so we finance our homes,
okay,
we warranty, all those things, right?
Okay.
So every aspect of the business, we have a part in.
Okay.
What does that teach us? For example, think about the stigma of trailers. There are a couple things that comes up when you think of the stigma of trailers.
Floors.
Roof.
Floors. Right? Cabinets. Floors and cheap cabinets. Right? Floors falling through. So being a vertically integrated company, we have learned how to fix that, right? And how do we learn? We learn because when we took a home in on trade, we noticed that we were spending a lot of money replacing cabinets and replacing floors. Right? So what do we do to fix those two things?
Duracraft cabinets.
Duracraft cabinets. Which is a PVC wrap cabinet, right? No one else in the industry can offer that, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of manufacturing guys and gals will tell you that it's even maybe better than wood, right? Okay? What about the floors? What do we do to the floors?
Or all of them, want to ring gray goes, it's tongue and groove,
The floors, yes. The floors, it's tongue and groove, OSB. Why OSB and not plywood?
Warranty.
Warranty.
It doesn't absorb water.
Yeah, it doesn't absorb water like plywood.
Okay.
There's a little company that did a really good marketing job back in the 90s that plywood's better. It's not, right? OSB is water resistant. That's why we learned from being vertically integrated and through our financing that we took on trades and such that those are the two things we were noticing spending a lot of money on. So to help our customers, we change it, we fix it. That's the power of being who we are, of being vertically integrated. We learn by doing that. Okay?